Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Fred Colvin bought the Gold Beach Confectionery during Prohibition in 1921, so he sold soft drinks and near beer, but no alcohol. But according to his 8-year-old son at the time, Edsel Colvin, Prohibition didn't stop anybody from buying moonshine. Edsel and one of his friends noticed that some folks habitually bought pint bottles of whiskey from bootleggers, took a swig, and then, because nobody wanted to risk getting caught with a bottle on them, stashed the bottles in a hidey hole before going into the confectionery to play poker and shoot the breeze. Some of the men got so drunk they forgot where they'd hidden their bottles, and perhaps didn't remember having bought a bottle at all. Edsel and his buddy saw a golden opportunity. They simply collected the bottles from the hiding places, held on to them for a few days, and then sold them at a cut rate, sometimes even back to their original owners, at the back door of the pool hall. It was an easy way for a kid to make a buck back then, and more profitable than present-day lemonade stands. Today's episode of As It was written by Valerie Ng, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.